It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
We're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at the 2021 release of Michter's Toasted Bourbon. So this is actually the only release that they're doing in 2021, but is the first release that they've had since 2018. I was actually saying to Ryan's right over here is the 2018 version that we were actually reviewed not too long ago. So we'll get some a little bit of details about this one, but the way that this is really made is that Michter starts with its fully matured barrels of small batch Kentucky straight bourbon and then transferred into a second barrel made of 18-month air-dried wood for additional aging. And the barrel that has been toasted to precise specifications, but not charred according to the Masters of Maturation. Of course, we've got our friends over there, Dan McKee and Andrea over at Michter's that do a lot of this sort of stuff. This is bottled at 91.4 proof. Our particular barrel is batch 21G2063 and has an SRP of $100.
You think Michter's is like, we need a royalty for every brand that's starting a toasted brand, because we were one of the first.
I believe they were one of the first.
Woodford probably was with Doubled Oak, but
they called it Doubled Oak, but then they came out with Toasted, and then from there on, like, everybody just went on the toasted craze.
Yeah. Michter's should get the royalty on the toasted.
I think so. Just like a nickel for every bottle that's sold or something.
Yeah. And we'll take 2 cents.
We'll take 2 cents of that because we gave the idea.
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm usually a fan of these.
On to the nose. Yep. It's exactly what I figured. It's like overly like a maraschino or how do you say it? Cherry? The
maraschino?
Maraschino. Yeah. That's what I kind of get on it.
Yeah, I kind of get like some chocolate. I don't know. Some of these toasted barrels, I can't get marshmallow campfire out of my head. It's like a roasted marshmallow burnt on a graham cracker.
There's a little bit of that
with chocolate.
Oddly enough, I get like a little blueberry as well.
There is like a fruity component here. Maybe it's maraschino. Maybe it's Luxardo. Maybe it's just a regular cherry.
It's not Luxardo for me, but it's definitely like maraschino. All
it's
right.
It's just a regular cherry. I don't know.
Could be. On to the taste. This is more campfire when it comes to the taste.
Yeah. There's that graham cracker. Mm-hmm. You taste some honey, some like, what are those honey-made graham crackers with the...
The teddy bears? Teddy grahams?
Yeah, teddy grahams. Yeah. There's some of that. There's some little nice cinnamon in there, but then that melted like marshmallow. I like mine really crispy, and it's kind of where it's coming out in the taste for me.
I know.
And
I,
there's that light, slight hint of blueberry, cherry, maraschino. I don't
something
know.
Something in there.
Something that's round.
I wish it had like a little more vanilla in it, then you could say it was like a pack of Dunkaroos.
Oh, but, yeah, I love Dunkaroos.
Yeah, I know.
With the sprinkles and...
Icing, and you just dip it and whatever.
Can't believe my parents let me eat those.
Is that or between that or Gushers, right?
Yeah.
Like, which one do you want to... Choose the worst that you could possibly choose.
Yeah, no wonder I was pre-diabetic.
All right, so let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, how are you?
Thumbs up. I like smelling it. There's some good notes there. Some fruitiness that I don't get out of these toasted barrels.
True. And the taste.
Thumbs up. Really liked it. There's a lot. There's that fruity component. Then there's that like really rich, chocolatey, s'morey, all those kind of campfire flavors that I enjoy out of toasted barrels.
All the morey.
Yep. All the morey.
And on
that's a morey.
On the finish.
Thumbs up. I like it. There's some nice little spice there. There's that fruit component really sitting on the back palate for me, that fruity note. So
for sure.
Overall, very good.
Absolutely. Well, that is our review of Michter's Toasted Bourbon, the 2021 release. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.